Ministry of Education and Culture, Listening Comprehension, Pan-Cyprian Exams, June 9, 2010. Secondary Technical and Vocational Education. You're going to listen to the passage three times. For all three parts of the test, you may begin doing the exercises while listening. Breakfast around the world. You are going to listen to Paul and Elizabeth talking about breakfast habits in various countries. This is the first listening. You are going to listen to the whole passage. Familiarize yourselves with Part A, Exercises 1 and 2. Page 1. Read the instructions carefully and go through the questions. You have 2 minutes. Now, listen to the whole passage.
Elizabeth, did you know that people around the world traditionally have different breakfast habits?
I've heard a few things, but what do you know, Paul?
Well, the traditional French breakfast is quite light. Baguette or farmhouse bread with jam, butter and sometimes croissants, which the French usually buy at weekends.
Do they eat lots of croissants? They're fatty, you know.
Only at weekends, as I have already said. Each person usually eats two.
How do they eat the croissants?
The French usually eat plain croissants or with jam or dipped in coffee. At weekends, they usually go to the bakery on the corner at 7 o'clock in the morning. There, they can find freshly made croissants hot from the oven.
How about the breakfast habits of children?
Nowadays, most children eat cereals. Additionally, fruits and yogurt are now more popular. However, you can't find sausages, eggs or bacon in a French breakfast.
Oh, I find all this information interesting. Do you know anything else about other countries?
Can you guess what else you can find on the Norwegian breakfast table other than a cup of coffee along with lots of delicious food?
No, I can't think of anything.
Fish, my dear, fish. Yes, traditionally you can find fish in sauces and marinades like sardines in tomato sauce, mustard sauce, herbal wine sauces, and oil and spices. Moreover, Norwegians eat fresh tomatoes, sliced cucumbers, red or green peppers, sweet pickles, and other strange things for breakfast.
Amazing! Is this all?
Oh, no. You will find a number of cream cheeses as well. Some of them are made with shrimp or crab meat, and some are made with herbs. The list is endless.
Come on, Paul. Please tell me more. I like the whole idea.
Well, let's talk about the traditional Cypriot breakfast.
I hear you had better come hungry to the Cypriot breakfast table.
True, since traditional Cypriot breakfast includes grilled halloumi, cold meat, olives, tomatoes, cucumber, warm pita bread, honey or jam, and lots of fresh fruit.
And people certainly drink Greek coffee.
Oh, yes. If you ask for coffee, you will get a black brew served in tiny cups with no sugar. Sketos, a little sugar, metrios, or a lot of sugar, glikis. It is usually served with a glass of cold water.
Can you find English breakfast as well in Cyprus?
Well, you can get the full English breakfast with spicy sausages, eggs and baked beans. However, it is not traditional at all.
Do part A, exercises 1 and 2. You have 2 minutes. This is the end of the first listening. This is the second listening. The second listening will be in 3 sections. Follow the instructions for each section. Look at exercise 1, page 2. You have 1 minute. Listen to section 1.
Elizabeth, did you know that people around the world traditionally have different breakfast habits?
I've heard a few things, but what do you know, Paul?
Well, the traditional French breakfast is quite light. Baguette or farmhouse bread with jam, butter and sometimes croissants, which the French usually buy at weekends.
Do they eat lots of croissants? They're fatty, you know.
Only at weekends, as I have already said. Each person usually eats two.
How do they eat the croissants?
The French usually eat plain croissants or with jam or dipped in coffee. At weekends, they usually go to the bakery on the corner at 7 o'clock in the morning. There, they can find freshly made croissants hot from the oven.
How about the breakfast habits of children?
Nowadays, most children eat cereals. Additionally, fruits and yogurt are now more popular. However, you can't find sausages, eggs or bacon in a French breakfast.
Do exercise 1. You have 1 minute. Look at exercise 2. You have 1 minute. Listen to section 2.
Oh, I find all this information interesting. Do you know anything else about other countries?
Can you guess what else you can find on the Norwegian breakfast table other than a cup of coffee along with lots of delicious food?
No, I can't think of anything.
Fish, my dear, fish. Yes, traditionally you can find fish in sauces and marinate, like sardines in tomato sauce, mustard sauce, herbal wine sauces and in oil and spices. Moreover, Norwegians eat fresh tomatoes, sliced cucumbers, red or green peppers, sweet pickles and other strange things for breakfast.
Amazing! Is this all?
Oh no, you will find a number of cream cheeses as well. Some of them are made with shrimp or crab meat, and some are made with herbs. The list is endless.
Do exercise 2. You have 1 minute. Look at exercise 3. You have 1 minute. Listen to section 3.
Come on, Paul. Please tell me more. I like the whole idea.
Well, let's talk about the traditional Cypriot breakfast.
I hear you had better come hungry to the Cypriot breakfast table.
True, since traditional Cypriot breakfast includes grilled halloumi, cold meat, olives, tomatoes, cucumber, warm pita bread, honey or jam and lots of fresh fruit.
And people certainly drink Greek coffee.
Oh, yes. If you ask for coffee, you will get a black brew served in tiny cups with no sugar. Sketos, a little sugar, metrios, or a lot of sugar, glikis. It is usually served with a glass of cold water.
Can you find English breakfast as well in Cyprus?
Well, you can get the full English breakfast with spicy sausages, eggs and baked beans. However, it is not traditional at all.
Do exercise 3. You have 2 minutes. This is the end of the second listening. This is the third listening. Look at part C, page 3. You have 2 minutes. Listen to the whole passage for the last time.
Elizabeth, did you know that people around the world traditionally have different breakfast habits?
I've heard a few things, but what do you know, Paul?
Well, the traditional French breakfast is quite light. Baguette or farmhouse bread with jam, butter and sometimes croissants, which the French usually buy at weekends.
Do they eat lots of croissants? They're fatty, you know.
Only at weekends, as I have already said. Each person usually eats two.
How do they eat the croissants?
The French usually eat plain croissants or with jam or dipped in coffee. At weekends, they usually go to the bakery on the corner at 7 o'clock in the morning. There, they can find freshly made croissants hot from the oven.
How about the breakfast habits of children?
Nowadays, most children eat cereals. Additionally, fruits and yogurt are now more popular. However, you can't find sausages, eggs or bacon in a French breakfast.
Oh, I find all this information interesting. Do you know anything else about other countries?
Can you guess what else you can find on the Norwegian breakfast table other than a cup of coffee along with lots of delicious food?
No, I can't think of anything.
Fish, my dear, fish. Yes, traditionally you can find fish in sauces and marinades like sardines in tomato sauce, mustard sauce, herbal wine sauces and in oil and spices. Moreover, Norwegians eat fresh tomatoes, sliced cucumbers, red or green peppers, sweet pickles and other strange things for breakfast.
Amazing! Is this all?
Oh no! You will find a number of cream cheeses as well. Some of them are made with shrimp or crab meat and some are made with herbs. The list is endless.
Come on, Paul. Please tell me more. I like the whole idea.
Well, let's talk about the traditional Cypriot breakfast.
I hear you had better come hungry to the Cypriot breakfast table.
True, since traditional Cypriot breakfast includes grilled halloumi, cold meat, olives, tomatoes, cucumber, warm pita bread, honey or jam and lots of fresh fruit.
And people certainly drink Greek coffee.
Oh, yes. If you ask for coffee, you will get a black brew served in tiny cups with no sugar. Sketos, a little sugar, metrios, or a lot of sugar, glikis. It is usually served with a glass of cold water.
Can you find English breakfast as well in Cyprus?
Well, you can get the full English breakfast with spicy sausages, eggs and baked beans. However, it is not traditional at all.
Do exercise 1. You have 4 minutes. pens down, please. The listening examination is over.